education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And you're listening to the Computer Corner. It is Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, back together again for the first time. No, together again. No.
I get so confused.
We're talking computers with you, technology, cell phones, iPods. We'll even talk about Apples and Macs, or at least make fun of them. But we want to remind you that our fine sponsors at Gold Circuit Incorporated are your answer to getting rid of corporate data or old machines in a very secured way. If you want to make absolutely sure the bits and bytes are gone forever, consumers, it's no charge. Businesses, depending upon what you have, what you're trying to do, they'll work with you to try to get you a secure, military-grade kind of make sure it's gone from the planet.
It's gone, so it's not in the hands of your competitors, right?
And on the recycle side, they'll make sure they are an EPA-approved facility, and they have an EPA license. They're all checked out. They will make sure that this stuff doesn't get into our landfills. Gold Circuit Incorporated, check them out at goldcircuit.com, or you can call them at 480-829-0404. We thank them for their support. We're talking about all the stuff that's out there. If you've got a question about, is this real, is this not real? I mean, you're getting 5 million emails now, right?
5 million?
Every single day.
Every 20 minutes.
Every 20 minutes. And a good majority of them, I think statistically, now we're at a 2-to-1 ratio. For every one legitimate message in the whole world, two of them are, there's two more that are.
So like 65% are garbage, right?
67.7 or something.
Whatever.
It's some ridiculous number now, and I think it's just going to get worse.
Worser.
Much worser. So if you have a question about something that's coming in, the safe thing is not to respond until you figure it out.
You know, I have to mention that the other day I was talking to somebody, and after all this time, after all these years, the person said to me, well, I keep getting email from this particular place that's spam, and I never signed up for any of this stuff, and I every time I get it, I reply to it, and I say, please don't send me this anymore, and why does it keep coming?
They don't listen.
I was actually kind of shocked for a minute. This is somebody who I thought was pretty technology savvy, had it going on, and it was just a surprise to him when I explained that, well, when you reply, you know, since you didn't sign up for it in the first place, what makes you think that they're real interested in unsigning you up for something you didn't care about getting in the first place? And, you know, when you're replying, you're more than likely just confirming that, yeah, this address works.
That's how they validate. That's how they get you to validate your address, which then means your address gets listed or gets posted into a database of verified email addresses, and then they sell that verified list to millions of other spammers.
Raise your hand if you've ever gotten an email that has all kinds of really interesting words in it.
Gibberish.
That don't really make a lot of sense as far as a sentence, and you're trying to figure out, well, this can't be spam because there's nothing they're selling and there's nothing they're trying to get me to do here. And so you just delete that thinking that was just harmless, or you reply to that saying, well, please don't do this. You know what they're trying to do with that message is the words they're using, they're trying to get past spam filters to get to you to get successful delivery. And when they do, then they know that's a legit address, and then later will come the spam. But that's just something going out just trying to see if it works or not.
And it's automated. It's grabbing a bunch of text, and there's people actually, there's a Ron emailed and asked exactly that. What are these emails with all this gibberish? It doesn't seem to have anything, and it keeps coming. They're testing your spam filter and your company, your ISP spam filter, to see if they can get through. And clearly,
they did.
They are. So expect more, Ron.
They're just feeling out to see where they can find cracks in the bricks.
Remember, none of this really makes sense to the average user, but from a commerce standpoint, if these folks can get a hold of these people, or figure out how to get to you, that's worth a lot of money to them, because there's, what, 600 million people out there? It's
600 million
people on the internet that have an email address, something like that.
Oh, I was going to say, doesn't everybody have like 12 email addresses?
Well, then it gets now we're getting into ridiculous numbers.
It's, you know, the internet is like television or like radio. It's about advertising. That's how the world revolves there. But
no, it isn't, man. It's about community.
Community.
It's about fellowship.
Porn.
And it's isn't that part of community?
True, and fellowship maybe.
Hey, let's talk to Alan, who's got a. You have a question, or you have an example of an American Express scam?
More of an example.
What's going on, Alan? Thanks.
It's not a scam, actually.
Okay.
I think it's more corporate irresponsibility.
Uh-oh. Well, then we didn't mention the corporate name.
No.
No. Well, probably not. But if it was a card like that that had an airline mileage thing,
yes.
About every 2 months I receive from them a thing to get double those miles. And it's an email that comes from that company.
Okay.
And it asks me to put in my credit card number and the little four-digit number that identifies that along with my email address and send it back to them. And it's just, it comes, you know, directly from them. It links you back to them. But I think it's corporate irresponsibility in the sense that it could be ripe for phishing to get people used to doing that. And then,
are you absolutely sure it is?
I would find it very hard to believe that that's actually coming from them. I would
think it would be
coming from someone phishing that has a site that looks exactly the same. But
no, you go to their, because I don't respond directly to it. I go to their website and go through all the different things, and then go to the enroll thing through that, and it's the exact same thing.
But there's some kind of form in your email where you can put in your credit card number.
That's what it's a form in the. Yeah, you respond to that. It links you to their website. And then they ask you to put in your credit card number.
Is there anything particularly private in the initial email that you wouldn't? If you wouldn't mind forwarding one of those, I'd love to look at the specifics on it so I can understand exactly what they're doing to figure out if it is a bad idea, if it's a good idea, or if it's confusing, or you know what exactly they're doing.
I could do that. I mean, the thing that you know, they don't even. Have any specific advertising or anything like
right,
that?
Right. No. I'm just interested from a curiosity standpoint to see it, because I don't see those.
I've written them and said, you know, this is not a good idea, and they don't respond to that. You know, they haven't responded to that.
A big corporation not responding to email? Wow.
Hard to believe. Yeah. No service.
But you know what? But that brings up the bigger point here, Alan. Everyone out there needs to be super suspicious and super concerned about anything where your information is being asked of you.
Well, it sounds like Alan does a good job of that, because he's going directly to the website, and that's always the suggestion, is don't follow the links in the email. Go the way you normally go if you want to participate in something like that, and log in directly at a website or using one of the favorites you have or something along those lines, and then participate if that's something you want to do. That ensures that you're going to the right place that's legit.
Alan, thanks for bringing that up.
If I were to forward it to you, I don't think I have one now. I have to wait for the next one in a couple of months.
No problem.
Where would you like me to forward it?
Just send it to ken@datadoctors.com.
Ah, right. You're going to love that.
Hey, listen, my email address is in, it's been in like every publication on every, it's too late already.
And you say, hey, just remind Ken, because he gets like 16 billion a minute.
Sure.
You say, hey, I was the guy on the radio show that told you about this thing. Check it out.
And my spam filter may filter you out anyway. But
anyway, I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it. That's the participation we're looking for. That's the users helping users, and we do appreciate that. It opens up a line at 602-277-5827. Do we got time for another one?
We do have time for another.
Who? Who's up next?
I think it's Cliff.
Cliff, isn't it a great day to be alive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're having such a... You know, I keep getting the one that Ashley sends me to the PayPal site. Have you ever gotten that one?
Well, actually, if you look real close, it looks exactly like the PayPal site, and every link on the site that you're being sent to will go actually to the PayPal site, but the one page you're on usually has a bunch of numbers or something instead of PayPal.com.
Yeah, well, I couldn't find any of that, and then I bring up PayPal, and it looks the same to me. Anyway, I got a problem. I'm not the administrator. I'm running 98 on a computer that basically I confiscated it from somebody that owed me a lot of money, and I put 98 on it, and I'm still running 98. So I'm not the administrator, and it won't let me download my pictures, and it won't let me back up my system, and I keep getting this my backup. I'm trying to download it to my DVD drive. Trying to back up to my.
Now
DVD
you said
drive.
Windows 98.
Yeah.
Windows 98 has no administrator.
That's why I'm wondering about all that.
There's no security.
But what error message are you getting? You started to read what you were getting, and
I'm trying to back up to my E drive, so I'm getting E, you know, / or / whatever. My backup QIC. You do not have permission to open this file. Contacted administrator or whatever. And I've even gone in
Are you
the
trying?
BIOS, and I passworded myself in the BIOS.
Hey Cliff, let's time out for a sec here. Are you trying to copy something to E or copy something from E?
I'm trying to back up my. I'm trying to copy my pictures, the stuff I want to save off this computer.
Onto the DVD.
Drive.
Okay. Cliff, hang on, man.
Yeah.
You can't copy things to a DVD drive the way you used to copy things to a floppy drive. That's what the problem is. It has nothing to do with any kind of security permissions. There's a special program you need that allows you to burn CDs and DVDs, and I don't even know in Windows 98 if the technology is going to mesh there.
Are you using a special DVD burning software?
I run Nero when I want to do music and stuff, but
how are you? What specifically are you doing to try to get your backup onto the E drive?
Well, I went through my backup. I've gone through the My Backup system in Win98, and I'm just also the other thing I'm trying to do is just I have Canon utilities. I have a Canon camera, Canon utilities, and I'm trying to download my picture files.
Yeah, you can't, like Brandon was saying, you don't just copy it over to the E-drive. That's not going to work.
Oh.
You can't get things to the E-drive from anything. You've got to use that Nero program to burn, if it's music, if it's data, it doesn't matter. You're going to have to use that no matter what you want to do to get stuff to your E-drive.
You know how you're using Nero to burn music?
Right.
Well, essentially, those are data files, no different from your pictures and everything else you're doing. You just would tell Nero that you're trying to burn a different kind of CD. Instead of a music CD, you're trying to burn a data CD. And then you pick the files you want. And Nero will stage them and actually go through the burning process onto your DVD.
So why won't it let me? Why won't my backup let me back up?
Because you can't use. You can only use Nero.
You can't see. That's not like a regular hard drive or floppy drive. It's not just accessible space for you. You have to use special software to access the DVD.
Right.
Now, if you got a, you know what a thumb drive is, a flash drive where you can plug it into a USB port.
Right.
Now you could use that and use your My Backup and say copy everything on because that's just like a floppy disk where you know you can copy and erase and what have you. But because DVDs and CDs use special processes to actually change the properties, there's actually elements that change on the CD. That when we talk about burning, they're literally changing the physical nature of the CD. So that takes special software to get the laser to do that.
All right.
It's a whole different kind of process. And if you were running Windows XP, where this might get confusing is they recognized that people had the frustration that you have right now and were trying to just copy things by dragging and dropping or by doing whatever. And so they've created a special way in the operating system to allow you to have that same experience so that you can do exactly what you're trying to do. But you're running Windows 98. It isn't going to happen there.
Yeah, you're still on that software from 1969.
Yeah, well, I built this computer in 2001, so I...
No, I mean, but that's...
I can't see going out and buying...
No, you don't need to buy anything. You just need to learn how to use what you have.
The
point I'm making is you're trying to do a 2005 task on a 2001 system.
I'm going to build another system, and I want to put all this stuff... I want to save my pictures and everything and
sure.
migrate it over to the other computer, but
sure.
it won't let me do that.
Yeah, well, it will. You just got to use that Nero program to do anything you want to do that associates with that CD or DVD drive.
You just got the wrong garage door opener, pal.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, have fun.
All right, Cliff. Just to get to know Nero, you can see that there's actually another option there.
I'm getting about half my email is junk. You guys got a program on you off your site that will get rid of most of that, don't you?
Well, the problem with any kind of, now that we're switching gears to email spam, it's like, yeah. The problem with any kind of spam filter that's good today, the spammers can test and figure out ways around it. So you have to constantly update your spam filters.
And I get the gibberish emails that have nothing. And then just ones that don't even have a subject. And there's no sender. They're just...
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Trying to see if I'm a legitimate email address.
There you go.
Inquiring minds gotta know. Thanks, Cliff.
Gotta let you run there. We are overdue for a break. It is the Computer Corner. Ken and Brandon, back right after this.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered...